الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لامرئ ما نوى، فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله، ومن كانت هجرته إلى دنيا يصيبها أو إلى امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said: إنما الأعمال بالنيات. أعمال، good deeds, good actions are dependent upon intentions. Evil deeds are evil deeds. Evil actions are evil actions. The only retribution for evil actions is punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether the evil action is carried out with good intention or evil intention. For example, a person robs somebody, loots somebody with the intention of helping the poor. He will not be rewarded. Evil action is evil. When a person carries out an evil action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at his intention. As soon as he is observed, he is seen carrying out an evil action, he becomes guilty. His amal is rejected straight away. So when a person carries out an evil action, the angels have not been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge this action of his according to his intention. No. As soon as a person engages in an evil action, the angels immediately note that evil action down in their notebooks, in the book of deeds, as evil action. They do not go deep and try to find out what was the cause, what was the intention, what compelled him to do this. When a person carries out a good action, that is when, after looking at the good action, so good action is one tick. Evil action, cross immediately. Good action is tick, one tick. And for a good action to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to get two ticks. First tick, good action. Second tick, good niyat, good intention. When a person travels from one country to another country, he has to get two ticks to enter the country that he is intending to enter. One tick is valid passport, and second tick is valid visa. The first thing that the immigration officer checks is the validity of the passport. If the passport is valid, then he checks the validity of the visa. If the passport is not valid, he will not waste his time in looking for the visa. He will deport him straight away. Similarly, when a person carries out an evil action, the angels do not delve into the matter of his intention. His amal is rejected straight away. And that amal will become a means of being punished in the hereafter. But if the amal is valid, if the amal is good, if the action is good, then the angels will look into his intention. Was his intention good? Or was his intention evil? What was the intention behind this person performing salat? If the intention was people, the amal is good, but the intention is not good. So this amal is not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact of the matter is, not only is this amal not acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this good amal, due to the evil intention, has become an evil action. He will be questioned for this amal. He will be punished for this amal. And if the intention is good, he was performing his salat because it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am his servant. If I carry out his command, he will become happy with me. If I do not carry out his command, he will be unhappy with me. I do not want to make my creator unhappy, I want to make him happy, therefore I am performing this salat. The amal is good, the intention is good, both ticks, he will be rewarded in the hereafter. So amal is evil. Whether the intention is good or evil, this amal will become a means of punishment in the hereafter. Amal is good. Here we will have two scenarios. Amal is good, intention is bad, he will be punished. Amal is good, intention is good, he will be rewarded. Amal is good, intention is good. Amal is good, intention is good. Intention is good. Good intention. Now this good intention has various stages also. Ikhlas has various stages. Good intention, 100% sincerity. Good intention, 110% sincerity. Good intention, 150% sincerity. Amal is good, intention is good. Amal is good, intention is good. Amal is good, intention is good. We have three people. Amal is first person. Amal is good. Amal is good, second person. Third person, amal is good. They are all carrying out the same amal. Two rakah, two rakah, two rakah. The quality of qiyam is the same, the quality of ruku is the same, the quality of sajda is the same, the duration and quality of the qiyam is same, everything same, exactly same, all three of them. But ikhlas is different. Ikhlas is different. The first one is carrying out, the first one is performing two rakat of fajr, all three of them. First one is performing his two rakat of fajr with this intention that if I don't perform this salat, my creator will punish me. It's sincerity, it's not for worldly gain, it's for the akhirat. But the intention is, I want to save myself from the punishment of the hereafter. The other one, I am performing salat to acquire jannat. And the third one, I am performing salat only to please my creator. He neither has Jahannam in mind nor Jannah. All three of them are mukhlis. All three of them are sincere. But the level of sincerity is different. The more the level of sincerity, the more a person will be rewarded. It is for this reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, if one of us, if a non-Sahabi was to spend gold equivalent to Mount Uhud in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, not with riya, not with bad intention, with good intention. If a non-Sahabi was to spend gold equivalent to Mount Uhud with sincerity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a Sahabi radiyallahu anhu was to spend one mud, not even 1 pound in weight, one mud or half a mud, one mud or half a mud of grain of rice or grain of wheat, grain of barley. So if a non-Sahabi was to spend gold equivalent to Mount Uhud with sincerity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if a Sahabi was to spend a mud or half a mud of grain, wheat, barley, rice, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, the reward that this Sahabi will get for spending one mud or half a mud of grain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a non-Sahabi will not get the same reward for spending gold equivalent to Mount Uhud with sincerity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Why? On one side, half a mud or one mud of grain, on the other side, gold equivalent to Mount Uhud. Why is this different? What is making the difference? Ikhlas, sincerity. Sincerity. So whatever we do, we should do only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sincerity, our hearts can be adorned, decorated, enlightened with this ni'mat of sincerity through tazkiyah. When the hearts are pure, then pure items will come in. And when the hearts are filthy, filthy items will enter the heart. So riya, to show people, to do something to show people, it is filthy. And ikhlas, sincerity, is pure. When the heart becomes pure, it will be enlightened with ikhlas. And when the heart is filthy, it will have riya. When we carry out the process of tazkiyah, inshallah, we will be able to acquire ikhlas. And the more we exert effort on our hearts for a long time, the more ikhlas we will acquire. More ikhlas we will acquire. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in were fortunate to sit in the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whose sincerity had no match. And through this, the barakah of his company, their hearts were enlightened with so much sincerity that our amal, the reward of our greatest amal, cannot bring that reward. Our greatest amal cannot bring that reward which their most insignificant amal will bring. So innamal amalu bin niyyat. Actions are dependent upon intentions. That means good actions, good deeds are dependent upon intentions. If the intention is good, we will be rewarded. If the intention is bad, we will be questioned in the hereafter. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from today we will worry about our tazkiyah. And whenever we carry out a good amal, number one, we will worry about tazkiyah. Because once tazkiyah is done, then we don't have to do anything. Automatically the amal will be sincere. Because there is no riya in the heart. So you don't have to worry about anything. There is no filth. Automatically, every amal will be full of sincerity. Until then, until we acquire this quality of sincerity, we continually need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, grant me sincerity in everything I do. Grant me sincerity in everything I do. O Allah, enlighten my heart with ikhlas. Enlighten my heart with ikhlas. And with that, always keep a check on our intentions. And if we feel that, no, my intention has changed, it is wavering, it has wavered, then we renew our intention. We renew our intention. We renew our intention. Ikhlas, tasheeh niyat and tajdeed niyat. We correct our intentions and we continually renew our intentions. If we find that our intentions have wavered, it has become filthy, the intention has changed, the motive has changed, the objective has changed, then we make istighfar, we make tawbah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. If we feel that I have no control over our hearts and minds, if we feel I have no control over my heart, I have no control over my mind, I want the intention to change, but it is not changing, we weep, we cry, we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And under the supervision of our mashayikh, when we will carry out the exercises of the various azkar, and the more we sit in the company of our mashayikh, inshallah, slowly, slowly, the condition of our hearts will change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all, the teachers in the madrasa, the students in the madrasa, all the other brothers, all the sisters who are listening, all of us. We have to make sure that in whatever we do, we check our intentions. Do not let intentions go unchecked. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.